Gaga.
True.
Rich Larson and Dan Moyer back here at Pride in the Park, and now we are pleased to be joined by Claudia Garcia, the Northfield Spanish language translator, among about six other jobs that you do as well. Hi, Claudia.
Hi, good morning. Or good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Right.
Yeah,
good afternoon.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us. What do you like about what you're seeing out here today?
You know what? Community.
Yeah.
That's something that I always enjoy about these events, is seeing community out here supporting everybody.
And absolutely.
Fantastic. That's my favorite. Yeah. I love community work.
Well, yeah. In my estimation, you are probably the most popular employee in the city of Northfield, because just about everyone I ever talk to at the city, somehow it all comes back to, well, we're working with Claudia. So tell us a little bit about your role with the city.
Yeah, so I'm the Spanish translator. Again, Claudia Garcia, and so I work at City Hall. So I do a lot of the language and cultural training and kind of letting people know what that's about. I do the social media, bilingual things. I also do internal and external with the city. I do a lot of community outreach.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I also staff the Human Rights Commission as a staff liaison.
Oh, fantastic.
For that. And then I also did the Growing Local program, Emerging Leaders of Northfield.
Right.
So I was involved with that, and that was a partnership with the U of M Extension.
Sure.
And HCI.
So you're basically working 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and okay, so I understand, yeah, you can do Spanish to English translation, but can you do English to English translation? Because that's what I need help with. So, and Rich can attest to that.
I do a lot of different translations. So not only, so yes, I do a lot of cultural competency training as well, and kind of also equitable and diversity and inclusion work. So also trying to make the city and all of the resources more accessible to the community as a whole.
Sure.
And not just for Spanish speakers, but also people that have disability needs.
Right.
So, for example, my coworker Kara, for the city website, we created this platform. On the bottom left-hand corner, there's a link that has like a little person. It's maroon. It's an accessibility tool.
Okay.
So people who are blind, people who are deaf, or have any like dyslexia, it's more accessible for them.
Interesting.
And then on the bottom right corner, there's a link that says select language, and it will translate in any language that's available.
Really?
On there.
Oh,
and
great.
That's,
so
that's your doing.
Well, not just myself, but right. We try to bring more awareness to these things to make the city and the resources more accessible to everyone.
But that's, I mean, the city talks all the time about diversity, equity, and inclusion. They've made it a priority in the strategic plan. This is the practical application of that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And we're also trying to look at boards and commissions and try to make them more accessible to everyone.
Right. I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
I've lived in Northfield for 20 years.
Okay.
21 years going on. And for a long time I've felt like we are a segregated city.
A little bit.
And I do see that changing a little. Do you see that happening? Are we at least starting to come together a little
bit
more?
You know what? I will give this to Northfield as a city. They are very welcoming, and they do try to look at it as try to do more things that are more inclusive. I do see that with city staff, we are taking a look at like the outside of the box, right? So having people like me that reflect the community, right? Marginalized in socioeconomic status, cultural and background, right? And language, different backgrounds, right? Having people like me and actually listening and taking the time and making those voices heard is very important. And I think the city of Northfield is very open to that. And I do see a shift. I do see a shift with, but it takes a lot of community outreach. It takes a lot of education. And so one of the things that we're trying to do to become more equitable to the community as a whole and make it less segregated is to inform their rights. We're doing videos about resources that the city of Northfield has. So there is a first-time homeowner program that the city of Northfield has. So they have like a little pot of money that they have and then people can use that with, so that the city is not as segregated, right? We know that Northfield is a little bit more expensive than the surrounding areas. And so they are trying to break down those barriers.
Well, and you have to be very intentional about a lot of these things, and it sounds like that's happening, and
We're trying. Yeah,
that's great.
I told the city we need to be more proactive instead of reactive. And so really thinking about outside of the box of, like, what things can we do to remove barriers for people to access all of these resources that the city of Northfield has.
Good. Wonderful. Good. Fantastic. Yeah.
Claudia Garcia of the city of Northfield, thank you so much for joining
us.
Thank you both for having me. This was a pleasure.
Wonderful. Oh, thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.